Hi everyone, it's Allison here. Welcome to our next session in the Earth Elements. Today we are focusing on transforming worry into clarity. Excuse me. lots of sessions lately, and with this particular focus, I feel called to also speak to some of the energy that's happening in our times, as I often do. And Mars retrograde is underway recently. And I got numerous communications about today's session, and it felt like almost all the emails were a little bit more in line with that part than they were the worry into clarity. So I might split my focus a little for today and incorporate those elements as well, but we'll see what arises as a priority for our group. Okay. So let's begin here by means of breathing, just giving yourself a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. Using every breath as an opportunity to release and let go. Yeah, I'm just beginning here to feel yourself sink even deeper into that cushion below you. So as I invite the group energy in, there's this almost like a hardness type of a feel to it. And we're actually starting off with the belief systems of life has to be hard in order to be worthwhile, that old kettle of fish. Okay, and I just got a text about someone who's trying to join us. Okay, and as I bring that energy in, we're working with, interestingly enough, the 12th house. And this is more so that it has to be hard to let things go, to let the past go, to move forward. So the 12th house is all about the peeling back as well, the layers of who it is we are not. And it's also working with this idea or this concept that also has to be hard. Okay, and with that, we're actually connecting it into the earth element in a slightly different way. We don't usually think of the earth element as working with our thoughts, but we do know that they work with the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. So in that regard, it very much does correlate to our thoughts. And as we connect that in to the thoughts within both levels, conscious and subconscious, we're working on elevating the thought patterns into a capacity to dance with them like they're not so heavy and weighty and a burden to have to carry around. So often our heads feel heavy because of the content of the thoughts. And if we view them with all five senses as being this like heavy burden to have to take with us wherever we go, then it's just exhausting. So imagine we can connect them to that energy of effortlessness and lightness here. And the thought processes, when they need to, will still be active, but they don't have to feel like they're a constant burden that you have to take with you wherever you're traveling in life. To support that, we're doing a brain drain, lymphatic circulation from and within the entire head brain, as well as we're going to include in there the heart brain and the gut brain for good measure. And then we're running hydration here to help take in that water, that joy, and release any impurities that are no longer serving, including that idea that it has to be heavy, that it has to be difficult, that you have to slug through it. And it's all orienting to the concept of mental health or mental self-care, essentially. And then we're linking that into this idea that it's nourishing to actually be present to your body, to be present to your mind, to be present, period. Okay, loves. giving that all a few slow, deep breaths. And as we're integrating that peace, it just wants to connect that all into the spleen and the stomach, as it correlates as those primary meridians of the unconscious and the conscious minds alike. And we're going to tap that all in here, just giving that a few slow, deep breaths. And giving that a really focused inhale and exhale here, slightly exaggerating it even more. Yeah, what if it got to be a little bit lighter? What if it got to be a little bit easier? Nice. And that energy of things having to be hard is very much a Mars type of a thing. I was talking earlier about Mars retrograde hitting us right about now until November 13 or so. And there's so many articles out there. I won't do it justice in just a little soundbite or two. But the nuts and bolts of Mars retrograde is that sometimes we can get caught up in busyness, and busyness can look really attractive, and then we end up burning ourselves out a little bit. And then on the other side, it can also be that there's lots of energy to do things, but you're filled with blocks and you can't manage to actually do the things that you have the energy to do. So it can be a time of frustration in that regard. And it looks different for every body, mind, astrological makeup individual. Okay. So that's just the nuts and the bolts of it. Now, as we're working with this energy of things have to be hard or harder than they need to be, we're also tying that now into looking at expression of self, expression of you, expression of your hopes, your dreams, your desires, what it is you're manifesting, not just in your personal life, but mostly in your professional lives as well here. One just mirrors the other, of course, too. And again, there's this idea that it has to be hard or else it's just not worthwhile. And it's incidentally tied into the spleen meridian. And if the spleen meridian gets really agitated on that unconscious level that it governs, it can show up as a wide variety of things for people, including even like loose stools and night sweats and there's a wide array. I won't bog us down with the details of that all right now, but as it's impacting the spleen meridian, we're working with opening up the ease, the lightness here by running all the healing resources through to the spleen meridian. As it does so, giving it the capacity to fully rise, to fully elevate, which is what it's meant to do. And including getting all of that blood and all the healing resources to nourish all the way up through to the center of the throat here. This area has a tendency to get bottlenecked, literally to constrict, and it then in turn divides the connection between body and head. Okay, so those healing resources that we're going to work to support the bridging of all of this in the spleen meridian include blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains all those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, okay? And that includes the major and the minor chakras, if you're wondering. Also the endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression. They help our nervous and our immune systems alike to heal. Also with circulating through to the endorphins, the hormones, and the balance of yin to yang, and finding that right makeup for you. And then also the flexibility to have that fluctuate and dynamically respond and change to events and at hand in life as they present themselves. Then hydration for good measure, helping those cells to absorb water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here anymore. Okay, now, as we work with this and we get that spleen meridian happy to do its magic here and elevate all the way up to not just the throat, I mentioned that, but it's also going to continue past that into the head. We now need to look at making sure it can also circulate through the diaphragm. The diaphragm is that center of control and emotional processing, and it's also indicative of everything above the diaphragm is thought to be more connected to the heavens, the gods, the god. However, your worldview organizes itself around what's higher up than you. And then the area below the diaphragm often represents our humanity, the unconsciousness, the messiness, if you will. And through the diaphragm, as it's trying to move on up through this region, it's getting just a little bit stuck. It's feeling weighed down by the judgments of the messiness of being a human. And I believe it was Freud who said, when humans came along and their head was no longer at the ground level like it is for most animals, when the head rose above the diaphragm, it developed the capacity to have the emotion of disgust. Because now, when your nose is close to the ground, you're in the muck, you're in the mire, you're in the smells of everything, of all of life, including well, not to get too graphic here, but including like fecal material, okay? And all the smells of that. And then when our head elevates, we remove ourselves from the messiness of life, so to speak. So the diaphragm below that tends to hang on to all of that stuff. Okay, that was a bit theoretical there. Let's move through that now. And as we're working with making peace with our humanity, with the messiness that's here, with the chaos that's here, the diaphragm tends to rebel against that, and it tends to like want to shut down. We've got a ton of diaphragmatic unwinding in this series, in part because it's working with so much emotions and emotional processing, but also because it's opening up to feel the emotions that need to be there and to accept the humanness of that. Okay. So we're going to do one more fascial unwinding of the diaphragm, and we're also running hydration here through everything below the diaphragm to connect to the actual joy of being in a human body and getting to live out all of you. And then we're working with unhooking this consciousness either at a conscious mind or an unconscious mind level. We're unhooking the consciousness of rejection, and it's rejecting those areas or the capacities of being a human that you find revolting or disgusting. Okay, so one could also refer to those as the elements of you that we've shoved into the shadow. Apparently, it's a Freudian day. I may have been reading a little bit of psychology on the weekend. Okay, now as we are working with that and getting the spleen meridian through these different blockages, it's actually rising with greater ease now. We need to go. It's so funny to me that we're actually doing this in like reverse order. I usually see the spleen meridian issue starting at like the feet and rising on up, but now we're going all the way down to the toe where it begins around that big toe region there. And for that spleen meridian right here, it's being bullied by the kidney meridian that's on the other side of that big toe. And it's as if the kidney meridian is like pushing the spleen off course almost. It's bullying. It's trying to take over and do all the jobs for it. And it's undermining. It's got this like, you don't know what you're doing. I'm afraid you don't know how to handle this any better. So I'm just going to take over and do it all. Okay. And as we get the kidney meridian to just back off here, we're going to run a defrag to do that. It'll actually make more space for both the kidney and the spleen to have a more authentic expression of you and of themselves. Okay, so as we run that defrag, it's much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out all the clutter that just doesn't need to be here anymore. Okay, interestingly enough, we now need to link the spleen meridian on up to the septal region. And we've talked about this quite a few times, I think, and especially in the earth element. That's that region for bliss and well-being and incidentally orgasm as well. And within the septal region here, we need to do an emotional release of worry. And it's actually keeping the two halves of the brain quite separate and having optimal communication. So as we take this worry out, it's going to support clarity in and of itself, but also opening up the capacity to have greater ease in nerve energy or nerve supply to open up that communication and promote clarity on that level as well. Okay, beauty. And then at the same time, as we release that worry energy from here, we're also running another round of those healing resources, the exact same ones that I mentioned earlier, including that hydration piece, but we also need to connect it into the energy of a planet and just finding it. Oh, okay, this is why I was confusing. It's actually two planets. It's a Venus and of Mars, so just finding that balance here. And then that in turn, I'll get into the worry release in just a moment. That in turn is linking into the pineal to pituitary connection, the strongest masculine feminine balancing we have in all the body talk. Okay, beauty. So if you like, you're welcome to take a hand right into the center of your forehead or anywhere that is meaningful for you to represent your limbic brain or your septal region. Okay. And as you tune into this, just examine with all five senses and observe what's here for you in this moment. Without going into the memories or the past, just what's here right now. And if you could sense the emotion of worry here, just take a gander at it from all the angles and check it out. Does it have a feeling? What does it feel like in this moment? Yeah. Does it have a taste or a smell to it? Might sound kind of weird, but if you could imagine yourself like licking it up and tasting your septal region's worry, what would that taste like? That's you out there, just ignore it. Give it a little sniff. If you could smell it, what would it smell like? Hey. And then listen to it. Is there a word, a sound, a noise? Does it have anything it wants to express? Yeah. And then just tuning into it with imagery and color. Notice what's here on a visual level for you. And whatever sensory observations came for you in this moment, in this exploration, just begin to intensify them, make them more real, more seemingly here, more rich. So if you saw a color, make it deep, rich, intense, for instance. And now just breathe it all together into a ball and notice how much is here. Is this like a little size of a pea? Is there like a ping pong ball, or a bigger like an orange, a grapefruit, volleyball, beach ball, bigger. Notice how much is here. Yeah, good. And now breathing into it with all of your focus, all of your energy, and loosening up the edges of this ball, or whatever other shape may be here. If you had a different image, feel free to work with that. Good, and give that a nice, slow, deep breath here. And as you're loosening up the edges with your focus, with your attention, just begin to breathe it together into your hands, unhooking it as you go. There's a little piece that's hooked into the back of where the skull joins the spine. I'm just gonna take that out. And a little bit behind the left ear in the mastoid process, fancy word. It's a little bone that pokes down just behind the ear. Very tiny. Mastoid process is the fancy name. Okay, got that. And now this worry is ready to go. Just give it a few slow, deep breaths, and in your own timing, releasing it and unhooking it. For those of you that like a countdown, in 3, 2, 1. If you need to do a second pass, feel free to do so. Just give giving that a few slow deep breaths. I'll take care of the tapping on this end. You're always welcome to tap, of course. It's just never required if you are busy doing other things, including breathing and receiving. All right, loves. Give that a nice slow, deep breath. Let's just let that integrate. If you have the capacity or the wherewithal or the room to do it and you feel like doing it, just give yourself a little wiggle, woggle, shake, shimmy. Including that jaw, give that a little wiggle. The mastoid process is just behind that. Okay. It's a really common area that I often have to unhook things off of. If you were with us for the chakra series, you saw me do a lot of this at certain points as well. Okay, loves, let's see what's coming up next for us. Okay, there's just a general sense of insecurity. I don't have a lot of details, but it's going across the upper chest, and it's hooked into the upper lobes of the lungs, and it's almost being worn proudly like a collar. And as we unhook the insecurity, underneath that is this layer of, whether you consciously resonate with it or not, wanting to be controlled. In essence, that can look like, you do it for me, right? You tell me what to do, you give me the answer, the wanting to be controlled. Okay, now that's all linking into the ninth house, and in astrology, the ninth house actually covers a lot of ground. I'm going to grab my cheat sheet here, because I need a very focused word. I thought it was going to be more than that, but it is the right brain. But we are working with the ninth house's planet that rules it, which is Jupiter. And Jupiter is very much about growth and expansion. So think of this as helping to grow and expand the right brain without that wanting to be controlled and the insecurity ruling the roost, so to speak. The right brain is free to expand, it looks like, with greater ease. Now, this Jupiter piece also works with our aspirations and the direction in which we want to expand. Okay? So think of this as hooking it into that energy that fuels the drive to achieve, but more so the drive to take the appropriate steps at the time that it needs to be to fuel that meeting of the aspirations. Sometimes we spin our wheels, or sometimes we spend a lot of energy and it's just not the right timing and things fall apart. So it's just finding that right sense of timing and all of the rightness of the energy, if it's there to support this growth of aspirations with ease. More so than like the need to just push through and achieve, which is a very Mars thing. This is a way of working that's non-Mars oriented, and yet still very fruitful and productive, and gives us results just in a right brain kind of a way, if you will. Okay. We're just finding an easier route through, and we're actually linking that into the entire time of Mars retrograde. Okay. All right, now that's in turn linking into 12th house, house of endings, releasing, peeling back the layers of who it is you are not, the death of the false self, the death of the accumulation of masks. We have a lot of ways that we can refer to the 12th house here. And we're actually working with, as well, the energy of Jupiter here. And Jupiter has a few spots on this 12th house thing, but that's another one. And the 12th house here with Jupiter, think of it as expanding the capacity to release the old ways, the more patriarchal ways, which is very Mars energy, of having to just force and drive and push and do and make it happen with your own will, which is the quickest way to usually drain out our energy levels. That in turn is linking into one of the sources of our basic like pools of energy, we can think of it as the essence in a way, called the Jing, J-I-N-G. And then we're gonna connect that into hydration technique along with switching technique to support the jing not getting drained with stress, as well as to reinvigorate it with hydration, helping it to absorb that water and join, release again those impurities that aren't so helpful. And this is particularly relating to how it is we're acting, our ways that we use to get what we need in the world. Whether we're pushing from that left brain, forceful driving place, or we're finding another way around with the right brain energy that I highlighted earlier. Okay, and who could use, you know, just a little bit more ease and a way to go through life without having to hit those same old stumbling blocks that can just boot up the most interesting of conflicts for us. Okay. All right, loves, with that, we're linking it into the reptilian brain, which is our very instinctual brain. It is very much about you're safe, you're alive, don't change. And if that doesn't sound like Mars energy, I don't know what does. And the reptilian brain here, we actually need to connect it into the ninth house work that we did earlier, as well as for that reptilian brain. And we need to do a pretty big emotional release here of just fear. That's all that's been behind its need for control and its need to sort of like run the show behind the scenes. And it has a lot of usefulness to it, this reptilian brain. It also ensures that all those autonomic, automatic reactions just happen for us. We don't have to think about them. So that's awesome. Yay, reptilian brain, for doing those functions. And we're just looking at those pieces that, well, aren't serving. So as we take that emotional release of fear here and open up the capacity for it to usefully, practically, healthfully, there we go, healthfully, work to support us, we're then in turn linking it into the hierarchy of all the brain structures, all the way up to not just the limbic brain or the cortical brain, but all the way into the heart brain. So imagine that your reptilian brain can be working harmoniously to support the heart's neutrality, okay, and the heart's harmony and all that it does for us. And that in turn is linking right back into the 12th house. And this time we're working with the other planet that rules here, which is that of Neptune. Oh, okay, and it's just releasing the old ways of the reptilian brain, like manipulating behind the scenes to make sure it could dominate and win and do what it needed to do. So we're just calming it down. And as we do that, we're doing an emotional release of grief from the upper lobes of the lungs. And it's around this sense of, well, grieving the old ways in which you forcefully had to push and make things happen for yourself. Okay, and that's linking into a cool permission statement. The words here are, I breathe to receive, and that's linking into the left half of the diaphragm, which is very much our center of receptivity on the left-hand side of our body. And specifically it wants to start off with receiving power, receiving its sense of internal well-being and wholeness. And that's linking into the eighth house. I've often referred to it as the house of hard knocks, although it also works with that cycle of death and rebirth, which is, well, not usually an easy process for most anyways. And then we're connecting it into now its capacity to regenerate and to use those times of hardship times, there we go, those harder times in life to also draw on the wisdom. And rather than just wanting to like reject or dismiss or, you know, kick them to the curb, looking at what they offer us and looking at being able to take in from a new perspective the wisdom and the relief and the ease that's on the other side to regenerate the it's wanting to very specifically regenerate the sense of spirits, the sense of who it is you are beyond all your labels. And then we're going to connect that into in the very center of the sternum. There is an energetic center that works with our connection to source energy. Pick your favorite word for source energy. And we're going to connect that into the base chakra. the sexual chakra, the solar plexus chakra, and the heart chakra. Okay, no shortage of transformation energy there. And we're working with the yang nature of all these chakras. The bottom three are considered to be very yang from a body talk perspective, and the heart is thought to be both yang and yin. So connecting it into all the masculine energies here. Super cool. We're connecting all of those chakras now to just simply the energy of Mars and how it relates to your personal astrological chart. Okay, including all the variances of your individuality and where you're located, because being in the northern hemisphere versus the southern hemisphere will also impact this. Okay, beauty, and we're ready to tap this all out and just giving that a few slow deep breaths here. Wasn't paying attention to the chat feature, so I can't give it to you in real time, but I got some very cool feedback. Thanks for chatting, y'all. That release felt so good, nice, and I have a couple things privately as well too, so thank you for that. Just giving that one more solid deep breath here. Okay. We're heading to the back of the head, and we're working with a pretty significant amount of guilt, and underlying that, well, not underlying, more so like surrounding it, padding it, is the emotion of shame. And still figuring out all the pieces to it. But essentially what it's doing is it's weighing, I'll hyper-exaggerate it here, it's weighing the head down almost as if you're like permanently looking at your phone or something that you're reading. And we're just working on unhooking the constrictions to reorient the head. So if you can imagine just placing your thumbs, or if you want to do it physically, you can, just in front of your ears, and the remaining fingertips on the back of the skull. And we're just like, almost like we're leaning back into our own fingertips and just finding the verticalness and the vertical expansion and the length here that can be here. It's in part relating to that idea that our thoughts can be lighter that I worked with at the very beginning of the session. And okay, so to unwind those fascial constrictions, it's actually coming all the way down from the base of the pelvis and the tailbone here. Okay, and we just need to basically make sure that the pelvis is on even footing, and that it's not too forward or too, for most of you, back, and also that it's not tilted to the right or tilted to the left. We're just finding that even keeled footing within the pelvis. To support that, we're just running the permissions of my foundation is worthwhile, and that's looking at the foundation of all that has been here to serve you, including the conflicts and the awesome, wonderful things that have occurred in this lifetime for you, as well as the previous influences that have impacted you the most. Okay, and as we find that even-keeled balance within the pelvis here, it's actually allowing for greater ease within the top of the skull. And it's almost as if the within the skull itself, there's this, I want to go fetal and curl in versus extend and expand and lengthen. Okay, so with this, we're actually releasing from the base of the skull quite a bit of terror. And this terror is the type of terror that comes with basic survival threats. And one of the biggest, sounds a bit funny, survival threats that we have is the moment of childbirth, because, well, your head is going through this cervix that's essentially doing this. Not so much different from, oh gosh, forgive the very vivid imagery, of like a wood chopper, and the baby is just like steadfastly heading for this energy that's just squishing it. So all that the baby knows is this could be the end of all that I know, and there might not be anything on the other side. Yeah, so it's hanging on to that terror of what comes next, and it's playing out in adulthood now in that same like, what's coming next? type of emotional buildup there. And that terror also has within it a ton of anxiety and a ton of worry energy. And it's all coming and impacting through predominantly the earth element muscles that attach onto that occiput or the occipital ridge here in the back of the skull. Okay, including, there's a really deep one, I mentioned it before, I believe, I don't know if it's within this earth element piece or not though, the splenus capitis, and, okay, as we begin to loosen that baby on up, the front of the throat will also begin to loosen up, including the scalenes and the SCM, just a little bit more. With that, if you have a little bit of nausea, all really normal, as this is opening up the stomach and the spleen in a pretty profound way. And as this terror piece comes off, it's also orienting to the concepts of the future and change, as well as chaos. Okay. And somehow there's this idea of the future equals chaos, change equals chaos, all the belief systems and all their variants are intertangled here. So that also needs to come off of the back of the occiput. And then we're ready to go here. Okay. As this releases, we also need to unhook one more release of fear, and it's actually around the mouth, the center where we take in our nourishment. Okay. And sometimes we have a tendency to want to, well, take a little bit too much and or too readily or too easily. And that could be called gullibility, for instance. As that center of gullibility is, well, diminishing some, we'll say. As we release that, we're also unhooking a series of active memories around, this is kind of fun, emotional charges around times when you were kissed in ways that you just didn't like it. Imagine being like force-fed love in a way that you just didn't want to receive it or take it in. So, and we've all had those experiences in life where we're like, that was not the type of kissing that worked for me. Yeah. So as we release this, that form of receiving in nourishment, it's also opening up the connection now between the mouth and the heart to drink in nourishment from the heart level. Okay. And that heart level can include anything and everything from love, neutrality, harmony, relationships, interrelationships internally within you as well. Okay. And then we're running a permissions here to support that all. And the words simply are, this body is a pleasure. This body is a pleasure. And that piece is homework to continue to play with. And the way that you can play with that, find eyes in a mirror and be your very best bullshit radar detector, letting yourself know this body is a pleasure. And just watch what happens. Monitor your breath, monitor your alignment of your skull, your pelvis, your spine, everything in between. And, you know, anything else. Just see what comes up for you as that's all happening and continue to play and observe. Okay? Doing that practice for as long as it's serving you. That could be daily for a few days. That could be daily for a few weeks. You see what's supportive for you. Okay? And that in turn is linking, I know we seem to keep going here, into the 12th house again. Let me just see the aspect that we're working with here within the 12th house. Oh, there's this idea of, I don't need your help. I can do it on my own. And wanting to do it on your own to give a sense of control and empowerment, but at the same time also wanting to control that others don't get to do it. That piece is significant as well. And it's almost a subtle, very subtle way of keeping others at bay by doing it on your own or doing it even for them. Okay, cool. As we do that, I'm actually seeing some fascial tension around the lungs begin to loosen it all up, just in a very general way, on the most external lining of the pleural sac, the external lining of the lungs there. And then for the lungs, we're also running the same circulation of all those same healing resources into a few areas that are a bit scarred, The lungs represent our capacity to connect to grieving the old and receiving the new. So perhaps you're scarred on some level, whether that's physically or emotionally or mentally or spiritually or all levels. One always impacts them all, mind you. We're going to work with getting those healing resources into those areas that are most scarred or adhesed for you. And that's going into now the little alveoli. The little alveoli are the outer pocketings of the lungs, and they can expand greatly like a balloon. And then they have the elasticity to then contract and expand, contract, expand, contract for your entire lifetime, which makes them like pretty cool. Okay. And pretty resilient. So we're actually linking this all into the alveoli to connect to resiliency and being able to have elasticity in how you are responding versus overreacting to life, and also connecting you into the capacity to feel like that you are able to respond. Okay. And it's linking into that first breath that you took when you were born. And the first breath is actually an exhale first, then an inhale. We exhale all of the amniotic fluids and dump all that fluid out so we can actually receive air. And then we have 30 seconds or so to become, this is crazy, an air breather and adapt from being a water breather. Okay. And in that moment, that sense of, I had to do it all on my own right then, so why should the rest of life be any different? I had to figure out how to do it then. Why would anybody support me here and now? A little bit of resentment there. Okay, so as that resentment comes off of the lungs, okay, and we're just redefining that foundation of dependence versus independence and getting off that spectrum altogether, and again just finding the natural responsivity to life and being able to meet whatever arises. Okay, and you can think of that as a sense of confidence. We're linking that into the solar plexus chakra to support that development of that sense of empowerment or confidence. And then we're connecting that solar plexus chakra. It also has a little bit of I can do this myself type of energy. And we have to balance it out to the throats and the heart chakras. And then we're linking all those three chakras into the earth element to make sure that they can also generate nourishment on the other side of releasing that habit pattern, if you will, of working in this way. Okay, cool beans. We're going to tap here. Just give that a few slow, deep breaths. Okay, loves. Just give that another 20 seconds or so to integrate. Feel free to hydrate. Then heading into the spleen and the stomach around this theme of, it's almost a question, like, am I worth taking care of? And sometimes the answer might vary a little. And we need to work with that variance. And we're actually linking it into the immune system, which is very adept at responding to variability, as well as working with sorting out what to accept and what to reject. As we do that, we're running lymphatic drainage through both of those areas to release any low self-esteem that's skewing the perspective of, am I worth taking care of? And even having to have the question there at all. Excuse me. Okay, that in turn is linking into the second house. So the second house is about gathering resources, like gathering your physical possessions, your mental ideas, your accumulation of your personas or your masks that you wear. You can think of it as, like, in a way, gathering armor from which to defend against life. Oh, okay, cool. Then we need to support this by bringing in all five senses to redefine the concept of defensive energy. And I sure refer to it a lot, and I'm betting others do in this field as well, aka some of you on the call. And we actually just need to reorient that concept to an easier way to work with it, which is releasing this concept of defensiveness as being like a need to set up a fight, almost like I have to defend against, and looking at it more so from the perspective of, this is how I'm organizing my energy to be able to best respond to life. And just seeing it as like, wow, that's awesome that you were able to develop this whole unique way of dealing with these problems. And you did that all on your own. And we're just treating that capacity to organize your energy to approach the difficulties of life in the ways that you have with more reverence, with more honor, with more reverence, rather than, you know, just, well, forgive the swearing, but without, like, you know, just taking like an emotional dump and shitting all over them, which often we do. That's often how we speak about them, without recognizing the, you know, in ingenuity in creating them and the ingenuity in applying them in the ways that you have. So we're just giving them the respect that they kept you safe, they kept you alive, and they've kept you here. And as we honor them in that new light, they actually don't need to fight to, well, defend in the same way that they have before. So it's just an auto-gentling, an auto-softening, an automatic softening and gentling into this new awareness. Okay, which is interesting. As we release this need for the armoring to be considered in the same light of defensiveness, and it's being evaluated through all five senses here, we're then going to link it up into the head brain, heart brain, and gut brains, as well as the nervous system alike, for awarenesses to develop and support that next evolution of spiritual growth or awareness or acceptance of yourself. Hey, very cool. And to support the processing of that at a nervous system level, we're linking that all into governing vessel one and conception vessel one. Arguably the two most powerful acupuncture points in your whole entire being. At the perineum, which is that space between either vagina or testes and anus. And as those points hang out here, the conception one is just closer towards the genitals. The governing vessel is on the other side around the anus there. And think of this as connecting into that primary masculine feminine in a way that's also incredibly strong, but also grounds the nervous system and allows for ease within integration. Okay, and then for whatever reason, that's all connecting into the left arm. And we're looking at the need to want to push people away in order to get what it is you need, which is a little bit counterintuitive. That's just one of those ways that you've organized your energy to get your needs met. Okay, and now because we're, you know, considering it in a new light, that tendency to either push others away or self-isolate or pick your favorite version of that, that's a sort of extreme end of the spectrum. But there's all sorts of subtleties at a very minor level, including pushing away things that you're attempting to actually manifest or want in your life. As that begins to just get observed here, there's an incredible amount of unwinding of all the meridians down the arm, almost as if like a snake had been wrapped around it really tightly and like hooked into the shoulder socket and even a little bit further into the chest and upper neck there. As it all unwinds, we're actually bringing in the gallbladder meridian energy, which helps to make decisions to move us forward in a way that's healthy for us. Okay, nice. Then at the same time, we're heading into the spleen, the arena of the subconscious, as you've heard a few times. And we're looking at unhooking a pretty big pool of shame here. And within that, there's actually anxiety around the shame or worry about the shame. Judgment around the shame. And that's what's been keeping it stuck more than anything. So as we unhook the judgment, the worry around it all, this can all unravel with ease. Okay, beauty. And we're just going to tap that all in, giving that a few slow, deep breaths. Nice. Feel free to give that a little wiggle wobble, maybe a twist even. Shake a shimmy, whatever feels right for you. Okay. And then we're taking that energy, the pineal, pituitary, and we're just linking it into the navel. So that's that strongest masculine, feminine balancing we have in all of body talk. And imagine being able to center within that balance, being able to connect internally, externally, both directions within that balance. And then we're going to link that all into pancreas reflex point to do it all from a state of ease and adapting to that capacity to receive even more sweetness of life and feel even more embraced by the universe. Very cool. Okay, breathing here, loves. Okay, love. Just give that a nice, slow, deep breath. We need to do one more piece to integrate that, and that's a switching technique, which helps us to either cope or deal with stress, however you prefer to think about it. And as we do this, it's wanting to connect into the center around being able to receive and connect to, so both directions, are whatever you consider to be your higher source of power. Your higher source, your guides, your spirits. You pick your favorite word for all of that. Okay. And then that in turn is going to link right back into the switching reflex points, aka kidney 27 acupuncture points, like a circular loop. So using that connection to better support you internally at that level of spirit. Okay, cool. Breathing here. Okay, love. And that is all she wrote for today. Thank you so much for being here. You've got your homework that I talked about, that permission statement earlier on. If that feels right for you, please take that on and have fun with it. Let me know how you get on with it. And other than that, we are all done for today. And of course, always cortices is a very useful support. I know I've talked about it, but diaphragms and intestines can be used anytime you want to support the body there. Moving your hand from our diaphragm to our intestines, sweeping it. So if you ever need a little bit more, which especially can be helpful when we're doing that type of homework with permissions, you are welcome to use this to help you support yourself and any emotional stuff that you've got going on for you. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Love seeing the chats. I'm going to hit unmute and we're going to just have a moment if you like, not required, to just, wave and say goodbye. Okay, so thank you, everybody. Mwah.
Bye. Thank you, Allison.
You're
Bye,
welcome.
Allison. Thanks again. It was
Bye.
great.
My pleasure. You're welcome. Okay. Thank you all for being here. It's just so lovely to have that energy. And I'm going to sign off for now and we'll see y'all next week. Mwah. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.